Hey, all you space cats, welcome to the Black Hole Podcast, Season 7, Episode 15. I'm your host, Mitch Miller, running for President of the United States as the most neutral person in the world and the most transparent candidate and possibly person in the world. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what I talked about on the last episode about artificial intelligence replacing intelligent people, right? We have our mathematicians that can do math in their head. They have formulas and equations memorized, and we pay these people good money. They're upper middle class, right? And they are supporting a system where stupid people with money can stay wealthy, right? And they don't really challenge that system because humans are, especially intelligent humans, are risk averse, right? So they don't challenge these wealthy people who have designed a system where they keep all the money and they're not that intelligent. And now they'll have machines that hypothetically won't challenge those same stupid wealthy people, right? And as I said, people are risk averse, but are machines? That's the question, right? So nobody likes being called stupid. I understand that. And that's why, you know, I talked about building this duel.us website where I challenge people to duels. But the first thing I'd like to do is challenge every billionaire out there and multimillionaire to take a test I design to prove intelligence or to scale intelligence. A test, you know, not designed by the institutions and governments that they support through their funding. A test I independently design, maybe with a group of intelligent people that we can administer to you. So that's your challenge. If you don't want to be called stupid with all your money, accept my challenge and we'll design the test. All right, so we have a, you know, it's well known we have a corrupt system of lobbying in Washington, D.C. and in the country overall. Some lobbyists work for decent people, you know, environmental groups and things like that, but most of it is special interest, wealthy people, lobbying, government officials. So here's what I would do if I was an elected official in Washington, D.C., right? A lobbyist invites me to a lunch. I accept the offer, but we have our D.C. hot dog stand rule, right? So I go to my favorite senator's hot dog stand out there in Washington, D.C., and I buy a MRE, a military-grade meal-ready-to-eat MRE. Some people call them K-rations. This is what we feed the military when they're deployed. It's a self-contained meal. I would buy an MRE, meet at their fancy restaurant in D.C., and I would give the waiter a $50 bill to take the MRE back into the kitchen and ask the chef to prepare the MRE however they like to be served when the lobbyists orders their lunch, right? Then I would sit and eat that MRE as a form of silent protest to the lobbyist system in D.C. That's what I would do if I was an elected official. But what's the matter, elected officials? Are you afraid to eat what they feed the military? I'll eat it. And I'll eat it in a fancy restaurant just to prove a point. But I said the military should possibly fund neutral candidates. So I'm always coming up with new and interesting ways to fund my projects. And nobody ever takes me up on them. But I'm asking the military, if they do fund a neutral candidate like myself, help me build my hot dog stand in D.C. Right? I can lease, my friend has a camper van he built. I can lease my friend's camper van. I can come down to D.C. military base, a base located near Washington, D.C., load up on MREs, meals ready to eat, K-rations. Maybe the mayor of D.C. can grant me a special permit to set up my van right in front of the Capitol building. I'll make a sign that says MREs, and I'll sell these MREs hypothetically to elected officials that aren't afraid to eat what the military eats. They can donate whatever they want for the MREs because I'm hoping the military will give me an unlimited supply of MREs as a funding option. Elected officials buy an MRE off me. I'll take a pic. I'll post it to social media. I'll even have a hot plate there that I can fry up that hash. I'll sling some hash all day in D.C., fry up that hash, and so you can get a pic actually eating the MRE posted to this to my social media. You can make a donation and prescribe where you want the money to go, right? I've proposed a lot of programs through my websites, through my social media, so we'll narrow it down to three. Either the national investigation, where I go state by state to the state capitals to cut down on lobbyists, corrupt lobbyists and things, and fraud and corruption overall in the government. So you can ask for some money to go to the national investigation, or you can ask for it to go to the Periscope platform, the voting platform that brings transparency to the government, allows us to vote, and allows the people to be heard. Or the third option is dole.us, the website where people can discuss and vote on who I should challenge to a duel. Now, I'll have to deduct some money for fuel to get from the military base to the Capitol building every day, or maybe the military will cover that as part of the funding too. And then I'll return to the base each night. I'll sleep in the van. Maybe I can shower up in the barracks. I can be in D.C. in 2 days. It'll take me 3 hours to get to my friend's location with the camper van. We'll discuss the lease. He'll probably let me just borrow it. And then it'll take me 8 hours to get from there to Washington, D.C. So, act now. Be swift and bold about your actions, please. Let's get this funded. Let's hold these elected officials and these lobbyists accountable and have your silent protest. So I want to talk about social media as mass media, because that's how it started, right? And that's the illusion we have in our mind, that social media is this great form of mass media. It's this ideal situation in our head that you didn't need a studio or a network of broadcasting stations. You could literally post a picture from your phone, and that potentially could go out to the masses. And so that's what everybody has in their head that social media is, and that's why it gets such a good following and so many people use it. But in 2010, okay, I was locked in a state mental hospital, and there was a television in there, and I remember seeing the revolution in Egypt. I didn't realize because I stopped watching the television because they just parked us in front of the television all day, and I started pacing the halls and trying to get exercise. I didn't realize until this year that the phenomena of anti-government protests and upheaval known as the Arab Spring was occurring at that time, right? So we had the Arab Spring, these anti-government protests throughout the Arab world. Now, the natural course for a responsible CIA or NSA would have been to build a platform like what I'm proposing, the Periscope platform, in those countries for direct democracy, a voting platform, so that these countries could govern themselves through direct democracy instead of allowing another regime to take control of the nation. But what actually happened, because the intelligence agencies work for the wealthy and powerful, the powers that be saw what social media could do, right? And they introduced algorithms to social media. Now, algorithms are not a new computing concept. It's what makes CDs and DVDs possible. But they decided they'll use this nice catchword, algorithms, and apply it to social media because these algorithms are going to show you the relevant information, right? Instead of it being mass media, you post it, it could go to the masses. We have algorithms that are going to show you the important information, right? And what these algorithms actually do is identify and isolate posts and information that don't support the corporate communist regime. They hold them, they isolate them, they identify them for further analysis, right? And we all know who does analysis in the United States. Now, the algorithm, quote-unquote, spreads information that plays into the corporate communists' ulterior motives, right? Their long-term goals, their short-term goals, any information that can play into an angle where they can concentrate more wealth into the hands of the few, that information gets spread like it used to when it was a form of mass media. Now, if you're in this situation, if you're being isolated by the social media algorithms, when you see this happen, at least me, a lot of people, I'm sure, you question if all of your communications are isolated. Your phone, all devices, your family's phones, stuff like that. Right? Because your friends and family still see your posts because that helps build the case for the corporate communists that you're paranoid, right? So when you see this happen, you question if all communications are isolated. And there's a range of reactions to this situation that these algorithms create. Some people, like me, flee the country so that they can use other information networks and devices that aren't registered in their name on other networks to try to reach authorities, whoever, right? Others try to explain to their family that they think they're being isolated, that there's, and this is misconstrued as someone's out to get them in some way and the government's out to get them. And I've never thought the government was out to get me, but a lot of psychologists project this, right? So they try to explain this isolation to family, and eventually to a psychologist that label them as paranoid, and they get locked in a mental hospital, right? That's another reaction to being isolated on your social media through these algorithms. Now, the extreme reaction is people grab a gun and shoot someone or multiple people. And I don't make light of this, but you have to look at the root causes of some of this stuff. And the government says they don't want algorithms, or they want algorithms that do this or not or whatever. But really, the intelligence community lobbied for the algorithms. So the government is hypocritical in a lot of ways, because social should just be a form of mass communication. You post and it goes to the masses. There's no filter, there's no algorithm. That's what it started out as, and they keep the illusion going that that's what it still is, but it's not. So I talked about MREs. So I want to talk about a program called CosPause. It's a program. The details are on my plotm.com website. It's a program involving house pets and FDA approved food chemicals. So I'm always looking for the root cause of problems, of issues, of situations. That's what makes a good elected official, I think. And I think the root cause of cancer can be traced, some of it can be traced to the chemicals in our food. Now, these FDA tests, they do these tests. They're only a year or months long. They test them on rats, and then they approve these chemicals, right? And the food companies, they swap the ingredients, and they can always go bankrupt if we ever trace cancer to these chemicals, to these food companies. But they swap the ingredients, come up with new brands, so that we can't really trace. And people eat different things, right? But pets eat the same thing every day. So this is where CosPause comes in. We can get testing that gives us an outlook of over 10, 15, or 20 years. Basically, it's a program to organize pet owners to spray an FDA-approved food chemical on their pet food, right? They're approved. The FDA approved them for people. They should be fine for pets. I'm not saying poison your pets. I'm saying let's use pet ownership responsibly to figure out if we're causing cancer in humans. So the program would work with local veterinarians to offer an autopsy when that animal does pass away, and we can see if it was cancer, if it was tumors. We can analyze the animals, and I think it's a good program. I'd like to enact it, but it's been up on my website for years now, and I just wanted to touch base and talk about it a little bit. So those are the type of ideas I come up with to get to root causes of things that cause people great agony, pain, despair. And if you're an elected official listening to the food lobbyists, you're never going to enact this program, right? Because elected officials don't want to get to the root cause. They want to get to the catchphrases and the key words that are going to get them reelected. So thanks for listening. Until next time, I wish you, well, vote for Mitch, please. And until next time, I wish you peace, prosperity, and homeostasis.